When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
So yesterday, I checked in with a Thunder Punch Daily, episode 255. If you didn't know, it's easy enough to find. It's just comicsaregreat.com/TPD255. That's the naming convention for the episodes. I checked in with what sounded to me after the fact like a very hurried and reactive response to the fact that I caught myself being hurried and reactive. And I'm purposefully trying to talk slower right now, because I think part of the problem that I run into from time to time is, as I talk faster and faster, it snowballs, and sometimes it's me being excited, sometimes it's me trying to hurry to get to my point, out of a respect to my audience, which is a funny thing to say, because when you get going that fast, it's not very respectful to your audience because you're making them work to keep up with you. And sometimes it's just sheer enthusiasm, right? It's having a lot of energy for a topic. But in any case, I think it might be a good idea from time to time to remind myself to dial it back, because that helps me have the time to process my ideas as well. And having had some time to think about how I was feeling yesterday, I still agree with myself that I do need to incorporate some kind of practice of mindfulness. That word is getting kicked around a lot, sometimes in some not nice ways. Some kind of focused attention practice, right? I still agree with that. However, I think part of what was happening yesterday was a cumulative, an accumulation based on several unusual factors. One, I don't know if this ever happens to you, but when I go on vacation, there's that last day where I begin to think about what's waiting for me when I get home with regards to work. Now, this is, I don't want to say it's dread. It is, I would call it an anticipation with a tiny, tiny flavoring of anxiety. Now, I love what I do a lot. So the anticipation is more like an excitement of like, oh boy, I get to go back to work. I can't wait to get back to work and do this stuff that I love doing. But there's a little bit of anxiety in the sense of, ooh, I hope I haven't forgotten anything, or I hope I can still make my deadline. I hope I'm not going to disappoint a client. I hope I'm going to still be able to do really good work with the time that I have, that kind of stuff. Anxiety comes with doing anything that we care a lot about, right? So I think it was partially that, like coming home and being like, all right, it's time to get to work, right? Also, there were some other factors that I didn't mention in the last episode. As I said, I went to Death Valley for 6 days, and Anne and I decided, and actually I'm going to take most of the blame for this, because I think it was, my enthusiasm for the idea, I think, helped push it through. We decided to take a red eye to get home. We decided to maximize our time in Death Valley. We would take a flight out of Las Vegas at 11:30 at night and arrive in Ann Arbor, Michigan at somewhere around 8:30 in the morning. I think our plane actually landed like way earlier than that, but then we decided to take public transportation from the airport to Ann Arbor and take public transportation home so we wouldn't have to park a car. This was all designed to be a more convenient and expedient option, right? And I remember saying, we'll get neck pillows. How bad can it be? How bad can it be to sit on a plane all night and not sleep? Oh, it wasn't great. It wasn't awesome. It's still, you know, I agree with whatever, I forget what comedian said it, but like there's, I agree that we should be impressed by the miracle that is public flight, right? That people can just get on planes and go wherever they want to go is, it's incredible. Not the most comfortable experience though. So we came back the day after our trip. We were just dragging. I think we got like a full like 45 minutes of sleep on the flight. And so the combination of the anxiety about work, being kind of overtaxed at the end of our trip. Also, our trip was largely like hiking around mountains. So it was, while I'm not necessarily a paragon of physical strength and endurance, and we did, you know, what were considered the easy hikes. It was strenuous for us, for me at least. So I think all those things together led to kind of a frazzled Jersey at the end of that journey. And while I still agree that the way of life, the focused practice of having quiet time to back up and reflect, I think is definitely a thumbs up. Also, I think that would also prevent me from having those moments where I'm reacting, right? And I think for the most part, I've done it enough that it becomes, after like a moment of calming down and backing away from it, like I remember the method. I remember how to back away. I remember how to recognize that, oh, these are just feelings I'm having, and these feelings are signals, and I don't have to react to those signals. I can sit and consider the signals, and what are the source of those signals? Is it alerting me? Is this fear alerting me to a potential danger, or am I just feeling afraid? Right? Like, that's the way I think about it. Like one of the things that we did at the Death Valley National Park is we actually hiked around two volcanic craters. And it was in this book called Easy Day Hikes, which I got to take issue with some of those easy day hikes. Like say easy, what's a hard day hike like based on some of the things that we had to do? But this one was like, it was a gravel path around this volcanic crater, 500 foot deep crater. And the funny thing about the national parks is, and I discovered this when I went to the Grand Canyon years ago, is like they got like railed parts for people who only want to go a little ways out. But then it's like, if you're going to do the real hike, there's going to be a 500 foot sheer drop to your left. And you're on loose gravel, like on a playground kind of gravel. There were moments where we're climbing like a 15 to 20% grade on this loose gravel and looking down to our left and like, oh wow, all I have to do is take like two steps and I'm falling. And I felt fear, right? And that was the moment where I was like, okay, this is a perfectly healthy and normal reaction to a situation. This is focusing my mind and making me super alert to everything around me. And that's the way it ought to be right now. And then there's the fear you feel where it's like, well, now I'm imagining a bunch of potential scenarios that may or may not happen. I'm in no immediate danger right now. I can stop and back away and assess. There's a recent experience that I can use as a metaphor for what I'm trying to process having gone on a long trip away from work and not feeling terribly relaxed when I got home. One last factor, I know this is running long, but one last factor I think that figures into this is we went specifically to Death Valley, a factor that went into our decision-making process that led us to Death Valley is the fact that there's no cell phone reception there, zero. When you are out on paths, you're just out on paths and there's no way to call for help. And there's no internet, right? We had some Wi-Fi in our hotel, but it took me back to the dial-up days. It was very difficult to load anything on our computers or phones, which was, that was part of the math. We were like, oh, this will be great. We'll be completely cut off and off the grid. And then when I did manage to get on the Wi-Fi at one point, I got some emails from clients who were waiting on something from me, and I didn't tell them I was going out of town. Now, I set up an autoresponder, thank goodness. I did set up an email autoresponder to say, like, hey, I'm going to be out of town for this time. But I didn't let the client know ahead of time that I would be out of communication for that period of time. I should have let them know before I left. Now, I don't think that any harm was done, but this is one of the areas where I find myself, I shouldn't say let myself, I find myself getting stressed about it. I'm not so sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing that I get stressed about it, but I take my relationships with my clients pretty seriously. And when I catch myself doing things where I'm not, or I don't feel I've been 100% responsible on my end, I get pretty worked up about it. Worked up? Was that? That's a funny expression. I get anxious about that. And so I think that that also fed into that feedback loop of anticipation and anxiety at the end of my trip was like, all right, I got to get home. I got to get home. I got to respond to these people. I got to let them know that I'm sorry that I didn't let them know. So anyway, this is all to say that I'm feeling a little bit more relaxed now. I'm still processing what I've been going through over the last 2 weeks. And I will continue to do that in another Thunder Punch Daily tomorrow. Because I'm doing this every day for the month of November, excluding the days where I was off the grid. Boy, I've got some observations of being off the grid. Boy, that was interesting. Maybe I'll go into that in more detail tomorrow. This is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge, artsoundoff.com, where me and my buddy Rob Senzinger are challenging ourselves to check in with an audio accompaniment to the work that we do for the month of November. You can find out all the details at artsoundoff.com. And I will be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember, everybody,
all of us make mistakes, and Una and Aaron made a big one. But when they realized what they had done, they didn't lie about it. They didn't try to cover it up. Instead, they admitted it. As He-Man said, admitting you're wrong takes courage. But when you do, you've taken the first big step toward making up for it.
Of course, if you're like me, you never make a mistake.
Or a co.
Well, I guess I better disappear. Oops, I think I made a mistake.